So please bear with me. This poem is about Karbala. This is going to be the first of two I'm going to be performing. Memories are never lost, just need to be recollected. Be wise in which ones are selected. Like fire on wood, Karbala is etched into my brain. But I promise as I tell this sad story, it will not end in vain. In fact, on your brain too, it will leave a cognitive stain. In the desert heat, Allah's army fought relentlessly against the horrors of transgression. A battle fought in Karbala, this story has more than a lesson. It all starts with Hussein and his fight against oppression. The tyrant stopped all access to water, and soon Hussein was on a mission. After 3 days of no water, even Sakina, the daughter of Hussein, began to cry. Barely able to speak, her throat was so dry. Out of thirst, she felt she was going to die. So the loyal Abbas ibn Ali, who loved her so dear, went for rejuvenation, packed with his bag and his spear. However, the story doesn't end here. His back turned and his water in his hand, Abbas was struck from the rear. Yazid was first to attack. Only cowards fight from the back. A tall, handsome man, oh Abbas, now cut down into pieces. True honor never ceases. Yazid's army knew no word when we need mercy, and even for Sakina bin Hussein caused controversy. Their tyrannical army knew only one verb, slaughter. No humanity, not even for Ali Azhar, born a baby and died a martyr. 6-month-old Ali Azhar just needed a drop of H2O, but once again, Yazid aimed his bow. Straight through the baby's neck, had he no soul? Took the life of innocence yet to be bloomed? His own actions were the cause of his eventual doom. And the story of Karbala has more martyrs to rue. The son of Amir al-Mu'in and the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Hussein. So shamelessly pained, so shamelessly slain, so wickedly that even from the sky the blood rained. Even the devil couldn't do the same. And when Abba Abdullah, death was close, he did not even stop his praise of the Lord. Even beheaded, he did not stop. Not a tear from the brave martyr's face did he drop. The remaining witnesses to this horrific tragedy, the good, the light of humanity, were chained and tortured, mocked and humiliated, mother to father, son to daughter. Yazid's oppressive army left Lamu'an untouched. Fresh tears and stained blood never covered a people so much. Every story of Karbala leaves me shedding tears. The tragedy will be remembered into the years. The chief of paradise and his family brutalized. Do you know what happened? Do you even realize? Oh people, recognize. Oh people, relive the memories and mourn and remember our history. For our gallant prince, do not let the memories be so unbearable that you do not dare reminisce. Gone, but their legacy remains, Ehu Bayt, and before he passed, loyal Abbas said this in his pains. O self, you are worthless after Hussein. My life and death are one and the same. So be it if you call me Hussein, or insane. Salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
The second poem, this is more of a social poem and it's surrounding the topic of freedom. This one is also entitled America, the land of thieves and home of the dream killers. I call it thieving land, for every time it stole my right to be free and discriminated against me. Home of the dream killers, kids, man, the drugs and the carnal desires are such temptations to some devil drillers. Got me spinning in circles, because the sin is nothing but a circle. People trapped in welfare, and the government steal money from Medicare, and money stolen from the schools. Don't tell me that our American democracy is fair. In my high school, we didn't even have books or clean desks, and graffiti surrounded the walls. And I remember those parent-teacher calls. No child left behind? Funny, because this is the same act shutting down my school and leaving us all behind. Now I'm in college, and the dream doesn't get any easier. I have to wear hijab, while every year the fashion gets sleazier. Media tells us to sell ourselves for fame. Can someone please clarify? Mr. President, tell me this isn't true. Can you verify? He's too busy with the war. No time for the kids. We are the future, but most of us are stuck on whatever makes us bids. Trying to find this thing called the American dream, because I swear things aren't always what they seem. Step out and pull out all this identity. Try to walk away from it all. You know what? They label you before you even get the chance to tell it all. But now I'm taking a deep breath and a different step, waking up today and making my own dreams. Gotta turn them into reality. Land of the thieves, you aren't stealing my dreams. Home of the dream killers, you ain't killing my dreams. About ready to bust out the seams, these are my goals, my hopes, and my aspirations. And maybe, just maybe, someday, this will become the land of the free and home of the brave. But as long as they're selling crack in my street, I don't see how that'll ever change.